USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Deborah Birx has been tapped to help manage the distribution of remdesivir to hospitals nationwide amid growing frustration among physicians who say they've been unable to access the drug for their sickest COVID-19 patients. Birx, a key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, is known as the person who's constantly reviewing the numbers, according to White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. A week ago, the Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for remdesivir after preliminary evidence found the drug cut the time patients had to spend in the hospital from 15 days on average down to just 11. The FDA's authorization specified the unapproved drug could be used for severely ill adults and children hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 diagnoses who have low blood oxygen levels and or are on a ventilator. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.